stories. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi. This is News Radio 92.3 still. Andrew just out on vacation. So you are listening to Pensacola Morning News still. And, of course, you can stream us anytime, anywhere on our mobile app. You just download that on your app store. Look for the News Radio Pensacola app in your app store. So, getting started here, one of the big stories from yesterday is that there was a, well, in the last few days, there's been actually a little bit of an increase in shootings in the area. And so, with that, we ended up having our police chief for Pensacola coming out and calling for the community action in stopping gun violence. There's already been 14 homicides this year across the city and the county. And Eric Randall saying that the police can't solve the problem. They need the community's help. And he says there's no one race, drug, or weapon used in the deadly violence we've seen. And he says it's actually a national issue. We've been seeing this uptick in shootings and homicides nationwide. So Chief Randall says we have to look at it inside of our homes, too. That's where it's got to start. And when asked about where can parents start, where can they improve, he said, I think it starts with parents and guardians building the relationship with the child and having open and honest conversations, but being more their parent besides their best friend. And so this is something that I've been critical of City of Pensacola in the past, is whenever there's been gun violence type of, you know, like spikes of gun violence, they end up holding these community roundtables. You know, they just did one just a few months ago, a community roundtable to curb gun violence. And it ends up being like, yes, it ends up being like police chiefs and like members of the city council and maybe other influential members of the community. And it's like, oh, so I didn't realize all of these leaders were so tempted to go and shoot up our community. Didn't realize they were the perpetrators. And I say that tongue in cheek, of course, because the reality is they're not inviting the people to the table who are right there involved with the gun violence. Now, some of the gun violence does happen because of domestic dispute stuff. That we've already seen quite a few of those situations this year. But some of it comes about because of, yes, it does come because of gang-related type of activities. It comes because of drug deals gone bad. It comes down to a lot of other things. Some of it is a cultural thing. I know I've talked to individuals who've gotten out of a community where they said they grew up with the mentality of the way you handle issues, the way you handle problems, guns. And so so there are communities like that. Those are the communities that you need to have get involved to go, okay, so in your community, if guns are the answer to resolve problems, how can we change that? And those are the ones you need to be talking to, not the masses of people who don't have any issues with gun violence and then having a gun shooting round table. Like, that's, I just don't think it's going to do any good. And as we've seen, we've only seen a spike in shooting since the round table to curb gun violence. So, but I do want to bring it back to this, to Chief Randall. I agree with him. I think that it starts in the home. I think he's saying it starts in the community. We need the community's help, but the first place we got to go is in the home. And I totally agree with that. And we have seen there's a strange, I guess, phenomenon going on right now where in some communities, you have very strict households, and those are the ones that you're often seeing a lot of the gun violence coming from. So I agree with them as well. It's not a race thing. It's not a particular zip code or drug or weapon that's creating the problems as well. But it can be anywhere. But okay, so how are you going to help families? How are you going to help parents? Like coming doing an interview and saying, well, you know, you just got to be more of a parent instead of their best friend. Okay, how? Right? What resources are out there for people to be able to do that? So that's one part of it I look at. Continue on here with, I guess since we're talking about the kind of a crime report to start off, let's move on over to West Florida high school teacher and former basketball coach. He's a physical education teacher and former head basketball coach, Michael Taylor. He was arrested on Sunday after being charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, battery, stalking, and domestic battery by strangulation. Oh, okay. So what did he allegedly do? According to the arrest report, he held a gun to his girlfriend's head and choked her to the point where she passed out. Now, the reason why, once again, I share this is because this is one of these things where, like, if somebody in another job, like, if he had a different type of job and was arrested for domestic abuse or aggravated assault, I was thinking, my initial thought was, I don't think he'd necessarily get fired if he did this. But then when I read it and I say, oh, okay, he strangled his girlfriend until she passed out, probably not the kind of demeanor that we'd want to have around our kids. And so I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that was a little bit of a eye-opener right there on that one. Last night was the All-Star Game. It was Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and the National League ended up winning last night for the first time since 2012. And so the All-Stars ended up winning 3-2. And of course, you know, they've tried to make the All-Star Game. They continually watch a drop in people's viewing the All-Star Game. And now they've gotten to the point where they've tried to make it more interesting because whoever wins the All-Star Game, whichever, you know, division, then all of a sudden they get the advantage during the World Series. And a home field advantage during the World Series for that division. So this is the first time since 2012 the National League will now have that advantage that they seek for. So also in baseball, before we get to the playoffs, the Major League Baseball Players Association wants to have the pitch count changed. So right now they have 15 seconds to throw a pitch or 20 seconds if there's a person on base. They don't want to necessarily get rid of the pitch count, but they do want it to be softened, have a longer time during the playoffs. And I disagree. I think the pitch count is one of the things that's made the game exciting and interesting. I saw this, speaking of rules, the NBA just passing a new rule dealing with flopping. So they will now be able to charge a penalty for flopping. That's what's happened to the NBA. It has become a sport where they finally were like, okay, we have so many players flopping, trying to get penalties, like just falling, like a littlest bump, or sometimes not even a bump, just somebody walks near you and you flop on the ground. They're like, we're going to have to actually do something to change this up because we got too much flopping going on. And finally in sports, the New Orleans Saints, if you're a big New Orleans Saints fan, running back Alvin Kamara, he has agreed to plead no contest to a lesser charge. So it looks like he will not be doing jail time. He will be able to play for the season. So there you go. All right, let's go ahead and get a quick break. We're not doing traffic or anything like that, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, not fine. Okay.
Not the 5 o'clock hour, but it is clear.
So. All right, all clear? Perfect.
Yeah, all clear, good sirs and ma'ams.
All clear. 76 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high in the mid-80s today. And Earlier in the week, it looked like it wasn't going to rain today. Nope, it is going to rain. Thunderstorms likely, and there's like a 76% chance of rain, so pretty good chance right there. All right, coming up here next, though, we're going to get an update from David Wayne over in the newsroom, so stick around for that next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue in Pensacola is your ultimate fitness destination. Are you ready to unlock your full potential and achieve your fitness goals? Anytime Fitness has the key to a healthier, happier you. With 24/7 access to state-of-the-art facilities, you can work out on your schedule. You will be guided by their certified personal trainers who will tailor a program just for you. So join now and take advantage of their special membership offers.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. They have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters.
For matters in Tennessee, visit CordellCordell.com. 200 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37402. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
If you've got any kind of a plumbing need, you've got a leak, you've got a drip, you've got a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet or you turn on the faucet. By the way, those things don't heal themselves, right? Or you just want to recover your Tupperware from underneath the sink. Listen, be an adult, fix the problem. They never go away on their own. Barberry Plumbing, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. No questions, no surprises. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing.
News Radio Pensacola. A great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
It is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. It's 76 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to warm up pretty quick, though, be in the mid-80s. And there's a chance of thunderstorms later today, which may cool things off and also is going to make everything all steamy and hot. And pretty much thunderstorms going all through the rest of the week until Wednesday of next week before we really get a break is what it looks like. Then coming up here in just a little bit, I do want to update you on the presidential race, how a latest little wrinkle as it pertains to Governor DeSantis' run for president, and as well as with Trump. Right now, though, let's go over to David Wayne over the newsroom. David.
Well, closing statements are expected today in the sentencing phase of the trial for the man that murdered 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue back in 2018. If jurors were to find Robert Bowers eligible for the death penalty, more witnesses and arguments will have to be presented before they make that final decision. But if they find him ineligible for the death penalty, then he'll be sentenced to life in prison. Hollywood studios preparing for a possible actor's strike. SAG, after his current contract with studios expires at 11:59 Pacific time today. If a deal is not reached by then, actors will stop working, joining the writers who've already been on strike for 2 months now. And Amazon Prime Day wraps up tonight. Bobby, the two-day sale exclusive to Prime members or anybody who signs up for a trial during Prime Day here, but as part of the event, lots of new deals dropping throughout the day. I don't know if you've found anything good, but I haven't done a whole lot of shopping.
No, I forgot about it. So it's not really, I'm not one of those who's like, I'm waiting for Prime Day.
Not marked on your calendar, big circle and a smiley face and that kind of thing, yeah?
No, don't have it marked on the calendar. What about you, Candy?
Yes.
You a Prime Day?
Of course
shopper?
I have. Have we met? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no. There's a robot vacuum that I don't know how to use yet, but certainly one of my friends will have one and they will show me. Plus cat food. I mean, there's a ton of stuff on sale.
Do you say cat food?
I know. Thank God I'm married.
You can buy cats. First of all, why cats? Second of
Bobby.
All,
oh, well, no. Yeah, and I love dogs, dude. No, my husband's ex-girlfriend adopted 4 cats, left, and since we feed cats outside, they're all like, hey, everybody. So now we have a ton of cats. So it takes a ton of cat food to raise a village. We get them clipped and stuff, too. But anyway, yeah, there's specials on, and you can get them on Amazon, and they'll deliver your cat food.
Oh, wow.
What a world we live in.
With the cat food. I mean, I guess it has just about everything.
It does. It has literally everything.
I mean, when I need something, I go to Amazon and be like, hey, I wonder what Amazon has, if they have a good price on this, you know? Mm-hmm. So I check it like that, but I don't like wait for Prime Day and be like, oh, well, like I don't need anything right now. Actually, you know what? I think I've been wanting to get a heavy blanket. You know what I'm talking about? The heavy blanket, like the weighted blankets.
I do. Yeah. They had some for sale in Dirt Cheap. Right. And they were like, have you ever been in a Dirt Cheap?
No.
Oh, Bobby.
Oh, yes, I have. Yes,
okay,
I have.
Okay, those are
yes,
bad, but... And sometimes you find that, whatever. They had some that were 95% off because they're expensive as hell, whoa, right? Oh, yeah, and so I got one for like $4 or two for $4. Whoa. I know, and I gave one... I'll send you a picture. I made Andrew McKay lay down so we could see what it did. And they are comfortable, you know?
They
but yeah, so I gave Andrew one, but...
I've been having a little restlessness when I've been sleeping at night. Mm-hmm. And so, like, where I wake up, do a lot of tossing and turning and stuff. And I know I borrowed my daughter's years ago. And because she always wanted one, and I got one for her. And I remember I borrowed it one time, and like I didn't move all night long.
It's neat. You think they're going to be hot, and they're not. They just kind of lay on you with these beads or whatever. But
yeah. So maybe I'll have to see because Prime Day still today. Is that what
Prime Day
still
today? Are you a Prime member, or do you need to share with Andrew and I? So we do. We watch all the movies and stuff. But yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty neat. I don't just wait for Prime sales, though. I always order cat food on Amazon.
Okay.
It's just easier. From womb to tomb, they have it all.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Wow.
I know.
Okay. Is that?
I heard that on
motto
Modern
Family. I missed somewhere?
No, that's not. It's just a...
That's a candy motto for Amazon.
It's the lazy motto for Amazon.
You should really be their marketing person, though. That's really great.
Yeah. Yeah. We have it everything from womb to tomb. That's right.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
I know.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Anything you're looking at getting, David, on the Prime?
No, most of the deals that pop up are just like more electronics, you know, like your Amazon branded electronics and stuff. And,
like robot vacuums.
Yeah. And I've already got so much of that laying around. It's like, I don't need any more, you know.
I will say this, going back to Candy's thing with the robot vacuum, I needed a vacuum for that. My vacuum crapped out, needed a vacuum. And so I went to the store and I was like, I'm interested in those robot vacuums, but, you know, can't be that good. And I actually found one. It was on major discount. Like it was like 75% off. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, all right, that's worth it to buy. Cause if it stinks, fine. I'll just use it for hard surfaces only and it'll still be good. Right. Still be worth it. And I've been so impressed with that thing. It like amazes me at how well of a job it does.
Dana Cervantes, who you know, who we all know, yes, of course, she has one, and she has a mopper one too, or maybe it's the same one.
Oh.
But I've never seen
one
work.
I think it's the same
one.
Some of them do.
I think so. Yeah, she's always like up on this stuff. Her washer and dryer is the same thing.
Oh.
I don't understand how that works, but I know. So yeah, she's been my tutor in cleaning. Well, since I've met her.
I got one of the one of the low end robot vacuums.
You have one
and
too?
I do, but and it does a great job, but it's got one nemesis that it can never defeat.
What's that?
That's the fan that I like that has the stand, you know, the floor sitting fan with the
nemesis.
That's the one thing it cannot defeat. Anything else, it's fine. It does a great job. But it finds that fan, and it just like it gets stuck up there, and it cannot find its way down. Yeah,
I gotcha. Yeah, yeah. But mine has an issue. I got to make sure everything's off the floor. If it finds a shoelace, I get an alert on my phone. Your vacuum stuck, and I'm like, okay, it's a shoelace somewhere. Guarantee it. And so, you know, and sure enough, that's what it is. Like stuck in the corner with trying to pull a shoelace. So.
It's so funny.
And I call it Robbie the Robot.
Okay.
Going back to the old, Lost in Space.
Right, sure.
Yeah, so.
I'm amazed know what that is. You're too young.
Leave that shoe alone.
Danger, Will Robinson. Shoelace, Will Robinson.
Yeah,
shoelace,
exactly.
Bobby
Danger,
Rossi.
Will Robinson. Yeah. Oh, boy. And then the SAG. Oh, man, what are we going to do if the actors strike? What are we going to do? We already have the writer strike. Now we might have the actor strike. I'm pretty sure Hollywood executives are like, oh, well, we have this thing called artificial intelligence. And they're able to, like, artificial intelligence for voices, for writing. And we already know they can, like, recreate people. Like, there's a movie they're working on right now. They cast James Dean in it. James Dean is
the
cast
late
in the movie.
James Dean. Okay.
Yep.
Well,
they're just going to digitally add him in. Like, at this point, Hollywood's like, don't tempt us. We don't need you. We can just recreate you in a digital form and we'll be just fine.
Absolutely.
So, oh well, we'll see what happens with all that. All right. It is the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Biden joins G7 leaders and President Zelensky for a declaration of support for Ukraine. Zelensky upset NATO has not opened the door to his nation.
He called that unprecedented and absurd and warned that Russia will use this as a negotiating chip, trying to block them out of a future bid for membership as part of the path to end the war.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Vilnius. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg saying this hour, Ukraine is now closer to NATO than ever before. Special session for state senators in Iowa. Pro-choice demonstrators outraged when lawmakers passed a bill that would ban nearly all abortions after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. Governor Kim Reynolds says she will sign it Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 News Radio 92.3. It is 76 degrees right now in Pensacola. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement has finally opened their new regional operations center here in Pensacola. They held a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday, opened the James T. Moore Building. It's named after the former FDLE commissioner that served from 1988 until 2003.
We already have a little bit more staff, but we're preparing to staff even more. The building was designed to expand both our capabilities and investigations, but primarily in the forensics area. DNA is only growing in need in the law enforcement community, and we're planning for that need.
And that is Special Agent Chris Williams, who says they've been working towards the new building since 2004 when Hurricane Ivan hit their previous building. The previous regional center was a 101-year-old converted school building. The Florida Highway Patrol says one of the victims in last week's pedestrian-involved crash on 29 has now passed away.
The crash happened at around 8:30 last Thursday night at Rudolph Street. Investigators say a 34- and 53-year-old woman from Bruton were walking across the road when a truck hit the 34-year-old. As the older woman was checking on her, an SUV then hit her. Yesterday, FHP said that the 53-year-old woman died from her injuries and the 34-year-old remains hospitalized. The crash report does not indicate whether any charges have been filed. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Energy says one of their goals since Mayor D.C. Reeves took office here in the city of Pensacola has been going green. The city has a goal of being carbon neutral by 2030. There's now been a big breakthrough in that effort.
Starting June 1st, we were able to secure renewable natural gas for our compressed natural gas vehicles. Therefore, in the month of June, the city was, all of their compressed natural gas vehicles were running solely off of RNG.
That is Pensacola Energy Director Daryl Singleton, and he says they've secured a source of renewable natural gas that comes from landfill gas. As he says, it comes at the same cost as they were paying for the regular compressed natural gas. And farmers could become the new Bud Light of insurance. That's according to Florida's CFO, Jimmy Patronis. That's what he said after Farmers Insurance announced they are no longer offering policies here in Florida. The company says it won't renew about 100,000 policies so it can effectively manage risk exposure. Customers can expect to get non-renewal notices in October. This will not impact customers who have Farmers through a subsidiary, though. Patronis telling 8 on Your Side News that he wants additional scrutiny on Farmers, and he plans to work them accountable to Florida policyholders. 534 here, News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
More scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with temperatures warming up into the low 90s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. For Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue with a high near 92. Temperatures dropping overnight Thursday near 79 degrees. From the First Warning Weather Center, this is meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
And it is 76 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton. Our next news at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
What would you think of a car mechanic that, when you took your car in to see him, said, you know, I don't think you really need to fix this right now. It's going to be fine. I mean, it seems counterintuitive that somebody try to talk you out of doing business with them, but at least you'd know they were honest. You would know that they were telling you for sure what was right. So what about a realtor who tells you maybe sometimes it's better not to buy, or it's better to keep renting? May seem counterintuitive, but it does happen. I know because I watched Christina Leavenworth make a video about this just recently where she said, you know, there are some circumstances where it actually makes more sense for you to rent. And then she went through and listed all of them. And the point of that is simply this. Why would a realtor try to talk you out of buying a home unless she was always just passionate about giving you the best information for whatever your circumstance is? See, that's the Christina Leavenworth that I know. You can always count on her to give you the straight answer, even if it's counterintuitive or something that doesn't like personally benefit her, because she just wants to see everybody get the best advice. So when it comes to buying or selling a home, I mean, you just can't do any better than that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Get ready to get down with legendary disco and dance group, KC and the Sunshine Band. Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater. Celebrating 50 years of making booty shake.
Shake your booty. Shake your booty. Whoa, yeah.
Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Singer Theater.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Are you looking for a way to safely grow your savings and move your future forward now? Look no further than Gulf Winds Credit Union's money market account. The rate's so good, we're afraid to just spring it on you unprepared. Your safety is very important to us. Just know that your Gulf Winds money market account will make your money work harder and give you the flexibility you need to stash cash for your future. Visit GoGolfWinds.com and open the account with bigger savings and more flexibility today. Federally insured by NCUA. See GoGolfWinds.com for full details.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. It's 76 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high in the mid-80s, like maybe around 84. And unfortunately, today was supposed to be the day we'd get a break from some rain. Instead, we still have about a 76% chance of thunderstorms later today. Looking close around like 10, 11 o'clock is when it looked like we might get those thunderstorms. So I got to tell you about Burger King's latest burger. I'll put that in air quotes. It's not really a burger, but it's, I don't know what you, a sandwich. I guess that's what I can say. Burger King's latest sandwich. Because a burger can be a sandwich, right? So I'll tell you about that here in just a little bit. But first, I got to update you on the Trump v. DeSantis situation. So Governor DeSantis has been trying to win over Kim Reynolds, the governor of Iowa. Now, Kim Reynolds is very popular in Iowa, has been for a while, and she was the lieutenant governor for years, and then she moved up to the governor's position a couple elections ago. Very popular. Governor DeSantis going, you know, trying to woo her support. And apparently, Donald Trump isn't doing anything. And a lot of, in fact, he's started to even criticize Kim Reynolds. So you got to remember, Iowa is the first state to vote. They have their caucus now. It was set over the weekend, January 15th. And just because you win Iowa, or even if you do really well in Iowa, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win. But we've seen candidates in the past, from Barack Obama to Pete Buttigieg to Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum. All of these individuals kind of came from out of nowhere and ended up either doing very, very well in the presidential race, or, like Barack Obama, ended up winning. And they did so because they did very well in Iowa, the first state. Rick Santorum, Mike Huckabee, were other examples. Pete Buttigieg was the other example in the Democrat Party. I mean, nobody knew who he was. He was a mayor out of Indiana, did very well in Iowa. Boom, next thing you know, he's transportation secretary. And it was rumored that if President Biden decided to not run for reelection, that Pete Buttigieg might have been one of the top candidates on the Democrat ticket. So you can't tell me Iowa don't matter, or better yet, the first state doesn't matter. It does. It can make or break your campaign. We saw it with our former governor, Jeb Bush. When Jeb Bush was running that last time, when Trump ran, he decided that Iowa didn't matter. New Hampshire didn't matter. South Carolina didn't matter. Nevada didn't matter. All those early states didn't matter. He decided he's going to put all of his eggs in Florida. And as long as he won Florida, then he would get momentum from there. Well, guess what happened? By the time he realized that he had such little support that he needed to go ahead and start campaigning in those states, it was too late. And he had to drop out before the vote even got to Florida. He couldn't even make it to Florida. He had to drop out before then. So those early states do matter. And so DeSantis trying to woo the governor of Iowa. Trump, in the meantime, posts on Truth Social, "I opened up the governor's position for Kim Reynolds, and when she fell behind, I endorsed her, did big rallies, and she won. Now she wants to remain neutral. I don't even invite her to events." And now DeSantis is down 45 points. He's down 20 points, but yeah. So he's starting to kind of rip into Kim Reynolds. I'm telling you, having lived in Iowa for 2 or 3 years, this is not going to go over well with the Iowa voters. Now, a lot of Iowa voters love Trump, and that's why he's doing well there. But when he starts ripping on their governor and maybe other political leaders in the area, that's going to start to hurt him. But we shall see. Speaking of Trump, his lawyers have requested a delay in the trial. This is the one over the mishandling of classified documents. This is supposed to begin in December. Well, what did I just say? When is the first caucus? January 15th. And so his lawyers have asked a federal judge to delay the criminal trial, basically even being open about it, saying the jurors could be biased because of the presidential campaign, and it could affect the results of the presidential primary. So they want this criminal trial postponed until after next year's presidential election. So not just delaying it like till after the primaries, they want it delayed until after November of next year. And of course, that's you know, a bit of controversy in and of itself, because if people are like, well, wait a minute, what if he ends up being guilty and now he wins the presidency and you delayed it, you delayed the trial all this time, and then turns out he ends up being guilty. And of course, their argument is, well, he's innocent, so we don't want to, you know, have his name, you know, run through the mud during a campaign. So, yeah, that's the latest update right there on all of that. Let me tell you about Burger King and their latest sandwich. Yeah, I lost the word. I keep wanting to say Burger King's burgers, but it's not a burger. It's not a burger. It does have buns. It's got the burger buns and then 20 slices of cheese. And that's it. So it
sounds gross.
They're calling it the real cheeseburger. But see, they're still calling it a burger. It's not a burger. There's no meat in there. Not even fake meat. It's just cheese.
Did you find that on the Onion?
What's that?
I said, did you find that on a fake site?
Right?
It just doesn't make sense.
It seems like an
it's
April
crazy.
Fool's joke or
yes,
something.
Yes, right.
Yeah. No, apparently. I mean, they're showing photos of it and everything. It does look like the cheese is slightly melted. It doesn't look like it's like overwhelmingly melted. Here's the thing. They're selling it for $3 right now. And eventually it'll be up to $11 to purchase this puppy. Here's the catch. Right now it's not in America and not sure if it'll come to America. It's being sold in Thailand right now. So yeah, that's a lot of, I don't know. When you look at it, you think 20 slices of cheese, like, okay, it's like an inch worth of cheese. Like, it's this big old honking thing of just that, like, American cheese that's just melted on this. I don't, it doesn't sound appealing to me. And I love cheese sandwiches, by the way.
I do too. Yeah, I can't imagine.
This sounds gross.
That does sound pretty gross. One time I ate too much cheese at Seville and I was laying on the ground like, cut it out of me. I had to go to the hospital. They had a cheese tray. That'll make you sick, that cheese sandwich. You're right. It's in Thailand though. So
yeah.
Hopefully it stays there. that's so weird,
needs
dude.
To stay there.
Bunch of people going, I can't go to the bathroom.
To America, we'll eat it. Right. It's like, that's disgusting. I'll take two. It's kind of how it goes in America. They're like, oh, that's so disgusting. You remember when KFC came out with their KFC Double Down?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's actually the actual
The chicken
burger,
was the bun.
The chicken
yeah.
was the bun, yeah? And there was cheese and stuff in between that.
But did you try it, Bobby?
They're like, that's ridiculous. And I'm like, that's crazy. I'm going to try it later today. And I did. And I'm like,
they're delicious.
That thing was so stupid and crazy and it's disgusting. I'm going to have another one tomorrow. They're like really good, unfortunately. Like, right?
They are.
And then Taco Bell came out with a taco years ago that was actually the shell is actually like it was chicken. And so
yes,
they
that's
have,
right.
Like they formed the chicken. Oh man, that thing was amazing too. You're like, this is disgusting. This is gross. I can't have chicken upon chicken. And you eat it, and you're like, oh man, I'll get another one, I guess. So that's kind of like that's what we handle.
See, it's a beautiful world we live in. Robot vacuums and big cheese sandwiches and
big giant
chicken sandwiches.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, I try to follow diet and health things. I do. I'm not great, but I try to follow these things. And one of the things they always recommend is like, get the junk food out of the house, Bobby. You're eating too much of the junk food. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. And so my thing I've learned about myself a while ago is if I have ice cream in the house, I will eat it. And I don't mean I'm just going to go get like a scoop of ice cream. I mean, I'm grabbing the container. I'm sitting down on the couch. I'm opening up Amazon Prime and I'm eating straight out of the container until it's gone. And then I'm like, where did the ice cream go? Who ate my ice cream when I went to the bathroom? You know, I'm trying to blame somebody else, one of the kids or something like that. But it was definitely me and my gut's showing it. So it's one of those things I just learned from myself. Like to protect myself, I can't have ice cream in the house. Unless I have others in the house I can share it with and be like, hey, eat some more, right? So this is kind of what I look like with this Burger King sandwich thingy. Like, keep it away from me, okay? This is disgusting. It'd be terrible for my heart. Raise my cholesterol levels. I will eat the whole thing 5 times. So just keep it away from America.
You should move in with Darren and I. Yeah. We'll keep the ice cream away from him because he has diabetes. And
that's right. That's
yeah.
Right,
yeah. We can eat cheese sandwiches right. and ice cream and never go yeah. to the bathroom.
And never go yeah. to the bathroom ever again. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you guys would like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text. And that is 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. And yeah, did anybody say constipation? Yeah, that's it's the we've got this great. You got a little. That, you know what? Maybe that's why they released it in Thailand.
That's true. There, I mean, a bunch of people are just there. Gambling and losing in their pants. And they're like, you know what we yes. should introduce? The cheese sandwich. The
cheese sandwiches. Yeah. When I was in the Philippines, yeah, it's 5 o'clock hour. I'll share this. We got a minute before we got to go to break. When I was in the Philippines, so I lived there for 2 years. When I get there, Americans tell some of the Americans there are telling me like, hey, so there's this little thing that happens in the Philippines when you're here for a little bit. It's called a boo attack. And I was like, really? And they go, yeah, just be aware. This will probably happen to you at some point in your stay in the Philippines. And I was like, okay. So a boo attack is basically when you feel like you got some gas and you let it out. But boo! It wasn't gas. So that's summed up in a short little sentence right there. So maybe this is the resolution to boo attacks.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard that phrase.
Cheeseburger.
That's it. That's just cheese.
Just cheese. 20 slices of cheese. That's about a pound of cheese in between two buns. That'll do it. All right, coming up here next, what? It's 5 o'clock hour. It's okay. Coming up here next, I do want to bring up, we got to talk to David Wayne over the newsroom, and I got some other state stories to talk about as well, so stick around for that.
Summertime is here, and with it comes the beautiful summer weather. Hey, it's Brent Lane with Fishbine Orthodontics. I'm excited to share some hot summer savings. Fishbine Orthodontics is offering a special summertime deal, a low down payment of just $149 for braces or Invisalign. Come see Fishbine at 8 convenient locations. Go to the website at fishortho.com to book your consultation. That's fishortho.com to begin your journey to a beautiful smile today.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Every Friday night through September, bring your beach chairs and blankets to the Gulfside Pavilion at Pensacola Beach for a free family-friendly movie presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. The Cinemas in the Sand movie this week is The Sandlot, beginning at sunset. Enjoy a free one-hour Pilates class at Community Maritime Park Sunday morning at 10:30. Bring your own mat and water. More at cityofpensacola.com. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Thank you.
and filling in for Bobby. Filling in for Andrew right now, and he'll be back next week on Tuesday. So we appreciate you guys joining. If you'd like to weigh in, you could call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here in at the beginning of next hour after our news update, I do want to talk about what we heard earlier about the city changing their automobiles to renewable energy. So we'll have to check that out. Dude, I got a text here. Funyuns are my junk food weakness. I was talking about how ice cream is like, it's my kryptonite. Funyuns are my junk food. I think I've only even had Funyun maybe like once or twice in my entire life. I've never.
Same.
Yeah. It's not been one that's drawn me to it. So, but other ones have. There's no doubt about that one. Let's go over to David Wayne over in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Members of the G7 are expected to sign off on a security deal with Ukraine at today's NATO summit in Lithuania. That deal will reportedly include military equipment, training, and intelligence sharing. North Korea apparently has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile off their east coast. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff announced that Wednesday evening. They say the launch comes amid increased tensions between North Korea and the U.S. this week. And Governor Ron DeSantis did an interview yesterday. He said he would not be Donald Trump's running mate if he loses the primaries. During an interview, he said he's, quote, not a number two guy, and he would not join Trump on the 2024 ticket if he was given the chance. And he also would not say who his own pick for a VP was. He said that would be presumptuous before the primaries.
Yeah, and he did rule out RFK Jr. Somebody was recommending RFK Jr. as we used to get that. You used to get a dual ticket for president and VP where one was one party, one was the other party. And somebody brought that up and he said, no, if he was the president, he would not be choosing RFK Jr.
Well, so. I didn't think Trump and DeSantis could be on the same ticket because they're both in Florida, right? Or no?
Sure about that.
Good point.
As far as president and vice president. But also, have you seen RFK Jr.? Wow. The guy that works out and shows videos of himself working out?
He does do that stuff too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. RFK is about health and fitness and conspiracies. I mean...
I don't know his politics. I just know he's hot. I'm kidding.
He's hot?
Yeah. Well, I guess I could see where you guys probably wouldn't think so, but...
Yeah,
tune in next week for more politics with Candy.
That's right, man. How do I not have my own show? Okay, I'm out.
Yeah. Going back to the DeSantis being the VP thing, you know, he's saying no, he wouldn't right now. But you know, when it came down to it, but I don't know if he would go for him. Honestly, I think if Trump was going to pick somebody right now, it'd probably be Carrie Lake from Arizona. She's a little spitfire, and she's all in on the Trump train, and so I could see him selecting somebody like that as his VP pick. So, but we'll have to see. I mean, at this point, it is lining up to be more and more Trump v. Biden. But we'll have to see what happens as things progress. So, and I was going to talk about the Ukraine war stuff, but it's like the never-ending war. I did see this, which is kind of a cool story. A sniper from Ukraine had the longest kill of the war thus far. He shot some general, or I don't know, some Russian leader 5,900 feet away. And like, it's like over a mile. He's over a mile away and shot and killed him. And I was like, I don't even know how that's possible. Like, this is like blows your mind. You can't even see the person at that point. Like how do you, it's amazing what people are able to do sometimes. I mean, that's terrible. You killed somebody, but it is a war. And so that's the thing. But it's like at the same time, it's like, that's an amazing feat to be able to do something like that. And so I thought, well, that's kind of a neat thing. But yeah, the forever war here, just as a reminder with the Ukraine war, when Russia invaded Ukraine and they drove right down to the center of the country and then basically got repelled. I was like, uh-oh, this could be another Afghanistan. Russia tried to take over Afghanistan for 10 years and finally gave up.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio.